sell or die. Extra!
Sales red meat. That's what it is. Red meat that you can take out into the street 1 minute after you hear it and turn it into money.
In a New York minute?
No, actually, Jenny, in a Jersey minute. And today's Sell or Die Extra is brought to you by
Death Wish Coffee. Death Wish Coffee is the world's strongest coffee. It's made from the strongest possible combination of perfectly roasted beans in a secret formula.
They have 100% no bullshit money back guarantee. We drink it in the studio when we do the show. We drink it every day. Go get your first bag of the world's strongest coffee at deathwishcoffee.com.
People say, Jeffrey, what keeps you up at night? Death Wish Coffee.
So let me ask you this question. I loved that series, Mad Men. I don't know if you watched it, about the Madison Avenue.
Mm-hmm. I watched a couple.
Okay. So Don Draper, John Hamm, the character in the show, he said, as soon as you sign that customer, that client, is the day you start losing them. How do you avoid that scenario?
Well, keep this in mind, Susan. The person who did those shows did them to gain viewership, not to be knowledgeable or correct.
All right. Fair enough.
The minute you sign the contract is the time that that's your biggest opportunity to begin to build a relationship. You don't start to lose them unless you do nothing. If you take it for granted and one of the biggest fallacies in sales is being a hunter or a farmer. Both of those are bullshit. You have to be a relationship builder. And if the hunter only hunts and goes from place to place, he or she will have no chance of earning a referral. And if you have a farmer to try to dig up leads, that's the wrong way to do it. The correct way today is through attraction, through social attraction. So hunter-farmer is dead. Relationship is alive. And if you can attract a call, like, Susan, did I call you or did you call me?
Well, I think I called you.
Right. I don't call anybody.
Right.
So I'm in sales and I make no sales calls, but I'm doing this podcast in order to be able to reach more of my audience and potentially gain you new followers and potentially gain me new followers. It's a great exchange. So the challenge is, can we give information, you and I give information that the other person can relate to and ultimately turn into money? Because that's what they really want. Salespeople don't want a sales process. They're not looking for and I don't mean to beat these people over the head because it's not really fair to them, but I don't want the challenger sale or the spin sale or the new strategic sale. That's a bunch of manipulative crap. What I want is a friendship. All things being equal, people want to do business with their friends. All things being not quite so equal, people still want to do business with their friends. And I don't want to sell somebody. I want them to buy. People don't like to be sold, but they love to buy. When you go to a department store in Jupiter, Florida, and you have you're going to an event and you have a $200 budget for a dress, and you see a dress and you love it and it's $400, what do?
I'm going to walk away or wait till it goes on sale.
Or you buy the dress because you really want it.
That's true.
So it's not a matter of selling, it's a matter of buying.
Mm-hmm.
And the challenge that you have in any industry now, the insurance industry or the car industry, people can buy online.
That's true.
They're buying in record numbers because they don't want to be sold anymore. It's not just the fact that the internet is convenient. It's a convenient way to stay away from salespeople that are no good.
You know, I think, Jeffrey, the thing I hate the worst, I'm sure you've gone through this before, is going through the timeshare things. Those people it's a whole process. And if you say no to one person, then they bring the next guy in and the next guy in and the next guy. And it gets to be overwhelming. And I mean, I've actually sat there and said to them, you know, I know what you're doing. I know the tricks here.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, the answer is still going to be no. What part of no don't you understand?
Well, look, they have a job to do and they only have you for a short space of time. I've done an awful lot with the timeshare industry. Many of them offer good deals. It's the ones that don't offer good deals that wreck it for the ones that do, just like any business.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
the crappy
true.
Car dealer, the crappy insurance guy, the crappy banker. Look what Wells Fargo did to banking.
Oh,
do you trust those bastards?
Not anymore.
No, exactly. They've completely lost faith, goodwill, and the trust of the American public for at least the next, I'll be conservative, 50 years. They're not going to be there. Who's going to respect those people for what they did? And the answer is nobody.
Right, exactly. They've tainted their reputation. That's no doubt about that.
And their present commercial thing is like to show you how to turn off your debit card. Mm-hmm. Seriously, shouldn't that be like an automatic thing? Why is that like a big deal? Why don't they tell me how they're becoming trustworthy again? Where's that campaign?
Right, exactly.
The answer is they don't even want to admit that they were not. That's the answer. So
yeah, see that?
If you're looking for what I try to do is just two words, be real. Because the more real you are, the easier it is to engage somebody. The more you try to overcome an objection, your price is too high. Okay, well, how high is it? I'm not going to go for that. First of all, you should have already prevented that objection because you know it's going to pop up. So see, I teach people how to prevent objections, not just overcome them. I don't even call them objections. I call them barriers. So I have words and strategies for people that will allow them to be themselves, allow them to be real in a sales presentation and not have to think about some canned response or some, you know, dumb thing that they learned in a classroom that doesn't work anymore. I'm not going to find the pain. Finding the pain is total manipulative bullshit. Pardon my French.
This has been a Sell or Die Extra. If you like it and you like the show and you like all the information that's inside of it, go to the GittimerLearningAcademy.com and subscribe. What are you doing? What's this noise?
I'm going to GittimerLearningAcademy.com to subscribe.
Way to go. Way to go. You can also subscribe to Sell or Die on Overcast if you have an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to the store and get an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to iTunes or Stitcher and come back every single Tuesday for a full Sell or Die episode with expert sales analysis that will help you do the one thing you're hoping for, make more sales.